Build a Big Podcast. I'm David Hooper. A couple of episodes ago, three episodes ago, I did a gay pride episode, and you can check your feed for that. Go to podcast.bigpodcast.com to listen. You will know it by the episode art when you see it. And what I attempted to talk about on that episode is how movements start. As an example, the Tea Party. I'm in Nashville, Tennessee, the buckle of the Bible Belt. That is a movement. And I saw a guy in a truck as I was going to the gym. It was a dually truck. If you're not familiar with that term, those are the ones with the double wheels in the back, so you can carry a really heavy load. And in the bed, he didn't have a heavy load. He had a Don't Tread on Me flag flying. And there was a sticker for InfoWars. And there was a right-wing license plate. And I told that story because occasionally you see somebody like that. I'll probably see somebody like that, I don't know, a few times a week. And again, I'm in the buckle of the Bible Belt in Tennessee. But you don't see a lot of people like that. Not the guys that are dressed in red, white, and blue. You don't see MAGA hats. You don't see Build the Wall t-shirts. But obviously, when you look at election results, you will see that a lot of people vote in the same way that this guy did. You've got a dude who's literally flying the flag, and a lot of people who sympathize with him, but aren't going to be that bold about it. That was the point that I wanted to make. Same for gay pride. If you were to go back in time 30 years ago, you went to a gay pride parade, what you would see would be a crowd that's arguably more stereotypical, more extreme in terms of how they dressed than you would see if you went to a gay pride parade today. Now, I'm talking about extreme, not in a bad way, in a bold way. For example, drag queens, leathermen, the kind of clothing that if your conservative boss saw you wearing it, would be like, there's no denying something is going on here. Now, I'm not making a judgment on these guys. Let me be clear about that. What I'm saying is they were flying the flag like this Tea Party guy was flying the flag. But like the Tea Party, you go back 30 years ago, yeah, you had gay people and they weren't leathermen and they weren't drag queens. They were people who were working office jobs with that conservative boss that didn't want that conservative boss up in their business. So these people couldn't go out to a gay pride parade or anywhere in public like that for fear of losing a job, community, who knows what else. That was the point that I attempted to make. But I had one line in there, one line talking about how pride parades today have changed and that if you go to one, you will see a bunch of normal people. And what I meant by that was not bold, just regular people. The kind you could put in a crowd, they wouldn't stand out, you wouldn't think anything of it. And that's how it should be. But that line didn't come off well. And I heard it because I edit my own episodes. I thought, man, that's a bit harsh. But I also thought that I would complete the story and hopefully tie it up in a nice bow. I'm not sure that I did that. I actually got a text a couple of days ago. It says, how much flack have you received for saying normal people in your gay pride episode? That was the second comment that I had about it. And I think people who listen to this podcast, people know me. And I think I did explain it later on, assuming people stuck around for that. I didn't explain it well. It's something that I could have done a better job at. That's why I'm having this clarification episode, but also just to discuss the topic, because I think it's important for podcasters. If you put out enough episodes, if you do enough speeches, if you do enough blog entries, if you put out enough books, enough posts on Facebook, God knows that thing is like a pressure cooker, bam, ready to blow up on you. If you do enough of those things, you are going to piss somebody off. You're going to be misunderstood. And I actually was talking to a reporter last week about this. I'm going to read you the email that I sent her. She calls it cancel culture. And this is my email to her. I said, I define cancel culture as call out culture. And I think there are good and bad things about it. I work in media, not only as a radio podcast host myself, but also working with businesses to help them market via media. And there's a real fear among a lot of clients that they'll say something wrong, put that in quotes, even though they didn't mean to, and get called out for it. I think this is a legitimate fear because rules, that's in quotes, aren't always obvious. They differ from person to person, and some of the things we're not supposed to ask or not supposed to say have changed very quickly from just a few years ago. We're evolving, and some demographics catch on faster than others. It's my business to ask questions, but what happens if I ask the wrong one? one of three things happens. One, somebody can give me the benefit of the doubt, keep cool, and make it a teachable moment. And because I reach a lot of people on radio and other media, that message will get out and it can be a teachable moment for others. Two, I can get called out because I pissed somebody off. That part of the conversation will probably be edited out, and the same wrong question continues to be asked by people who don't know any better because they didn't hear my question that was asked. Three, I get called out. People see me getting called out, and future conversations and their lessons never happen because other people get scared of being called out. When I was in college, I worked for a quadriplegic guy. My grandmother would always ask, "You still working for that cripple boy?" That was way after cripple was appropriate to use. Nobody wants to be inappropriate like my grandmother, but she didn't know. And how would she improve without a rational and two-sided conversation? The solution to this cancel or call-out culture, if you want to call it that, is for us to remain calm and listen to each other. That's what my friend did when he sent me that text. Gay guy, known him for a long time. Cool guy, he knows me, I know him. He didn't take any offense. I didn't take any offense, but he called me out on it in a good way. And that's how you get better. Now, I think there's a big difference between trying to be offensive and speaking your truth. I think there's a big difference between an honest mistake or lack of clarity and trying to agitate people or being bigoted or being ignorant. I'm certainly not saying that you should go out and try to offend people. What I am saying, though, as podcasters, I feel that we have a responsibility to have these discussions, to bring up these topics, to be the ones who aren't afraid of saying what people are thinking and also progressing ourselves and our society in the right direction. So, final thoughts on this. You are going to put your foot in your mouth sometimes, but that doesn't mean you need to play it safe. Will you make people mad? Yes. As I mentioned earlier, Facebook, go on there, post something, give $1 million to charity, say Mother Teresa's a saint, you're going to piss somebody off. But also by doing that, you've got an opportunity, what I hope that I'm doing right now, to further an important discussion. You've also got the opportunity to show your humanity because some people listening to you, because your show is edited, it's compressed, you've got that deep bassy tone from that great microphone that you've got, they don't know that you're not perfect. And that can be inspiring in itself. I think in general, when things like this happen, this is a good way for us to be an influence on upcoming generations and just other people to show that discussion is healthy, to show that mistakes aren't the end of the world, to show that people can change opinions, to show that you can admit your mistakes. And I think this is especially important with social media and the way we use it today. It's also a great opportunity to see that people who seemingly say one thing didn't actually mean to say what you think that they said. So I'd love to hear your thoughts about it. Reach out to me. BigPodcast.com is how to do that. While you are there, subscribe. BigPodcast.com/subscribe is how to do it. You'll never miss an episode. I've got three buttons for you, one for iPhone, one for Android. If you want an RSS feed, I can hook you up with that. Get this podcast wherever you want to. BigPodcast.com/subscribe. Thank you so much for listening to Build a Big Podcast, and I will see you on the next episode.